And by Flavelle International University, offering a fascinating online Bachelor of Arts degree in the Great Books. Financial aid available. More at flavelleonline.com.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 5th of May, 2007. It's the birthday of the novelist Kay Gibbons, born in Bend of the River, North Carolina, 1960, grew up in a four-room farmhouse, her father supporting the family as a tobacco farmer. Her mother suffered from depression, committed suicide when the girl was 10. Her father drank himself to death a year later. She grew up with a series of aunts until her older brother took her in. She later said it was the sort of childhood that encourages someone to either become a writer or to rob convenience stores. She wrote a novel based on her childhood, told in the voice of a young Southern girl. It came out in 1987. It got great reviews, the novel entitled Ellen Foster, which began, "When I was little, I would think of ways to kill my daddy. I would figure out this or that way and run it down through my head until it got easy. But I did not kill my daddy. He drank his own self to death the year after the county moved me out." She's gone on to write many more novels. Her most recent is a sequel to that first book. It's called The Life All Around Me by Ellen Foster. Kay Gibbons, who said, "One of the wonderful things about being a writer is that it can be done at home." It's the birthday of a journalist who wrote about Washington, D.C. from his home in Rhinebeck, New York. That was Richard Rovere, born in Jersey City, 1915, grew up in New York City, a writer for many years for The New Yorker magazine. It's the birthday of Kierkegaard, Søren Kierkegaard, born in Copenhagen, Denmark, 1813. His father was a prosperous dry goods merchant, from whom Kierkegaard inherited enough money that he was financially independent for the rest of his life. Around the time his father died, Kierkegaard fell in love with a girl named Regine. They were engaged. But for some reason unknown to historians, Kierkegaard called off the wedding. He wrote a letter to Regine. He said, "Above all, forget him who writes this. Forgive a man who, though he may be capable of something, is not capable of making a girl happy." Kierkegaard never forgot her, dedicated many of his books to her father, made her the sole beneficiary of his estate, and later said that it was the loss of the woman he loved that turned him into a writer. And it's the birthday of Karl Marx, born in Prussia, 1818, who, as a young man, came to the conclusion that all historical events were caused by economic forces. His main theory was that the economic system was in perpetual conflict between capital and labor, that the conflict would never be resolved peacefully because capitalism was too volatile, and that violent revolution would be the result. He wrote the Communist Manifesto and Das Kapital in great poverty, having to borrow money from neighbors to pay for medicine and for a coffin for his little daughter who died. Here's a poem for today by Robert Phillips entitled Instrument of Choice. She was a girl no one ever chose for teams or clubs, dances or dates. So she chose the instrument no one else wanted, the tuba, big as herself, heavy as her heart. Its golden tubes and coils encircled her like a lover's embrace, its body pressed on hers. Into its mouthpiece she blew life, its deep-throated oompas, oompas, sounding almost like mating cries. Instrument of Choice by Robert Phillips from his collection Spinach Days, published by the Johns Hopkins University Press. Used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryoutloud.org for more information. engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good turns, and keep in touch.